This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 777, How to Find Accountability Friends for IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today you'll learn a 3-step method for finding the perfect IELTS motivational partner. You don't have to do this alone. Hey Lindsay, how's it going?
Awesome, Jessica. I am happy because I woke up and the sun was shining in LA. Surprise, surprise.
Not here, man. It is a rainy day and it is fall. Fall has arrived and it feels so good.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I wonder if I'm going to miss, now that I'm on the West Coast, you know, in California, I wonder if I'm going to miss the seasons, right? It's such a dramatic change. I literally haven't seen a cloud in the sky since I crossed into the West. I feel like since I came to California. Like, it's been blue skies every day.
Weird. I don't know. I am interested to see if you're how you're going to feel about that, because it could, like, obviously it could go either way. I really do feel like I would miss the seasons and the I think experiencing a change through nature, like at the same time as the world around you is changing, is something special, and it's a way to, like, sort of inspire yourself anew. Like, every time the season changes, it sort of, like, automatically and naturally inspires you to do something, to, like, go in a new direction.
I agree. Like, when the weather gets a little cooler in September, October, we like to kind of focus in on our work sometimes, our goals, you know, or there's nothing like the feeling in New England of stepping out my door and feeling a fresh spring morning, like smelling spring in the air. I love that. That is the coolest thing, I have to say. So, update soon. I'll let you know how I feel about the sunny skies every day.
Guys, if you're not listening to the All Ears English podcast, you should, because you can learn more about Lindsay's journey in the new land of Los Angeles.
Yeah, you guys have to be over there for sure. Go search for the All Ears English podcast in whatever podcast app you use and hit subscribe. All right. So, Jessica, where are we going today?
So, we are going to continue on the inspiration train, everyone. Yes. A student just this morning, actually, an amazing, amazing Three Keys student, An Tuan Le from Vietnam. She posted an amazing thing that we're going to talk about, guys. Definitely listen up. She came up with this beautiful 3-step plan to avoid procrastination and stay inspired.
I love this so much. I mean, first of all, you know, you guys, the students in Three Keys IELTS are like this, right? They are amazing. They have goals. They have life visions, right, for themselves and their families, and they're on track for it. So once you're in the Three Keys system, you have access to a community of people that think like you, that take life by the horns, as they say, right?
Exactly. Take life by the horns. I love it. No, but that's so true, guys. If you're studying IELTS by yourself, that is a whole, like, difficult situation that you're choosing, really. Mm-hmm, it makes it so much harder to try and do all of this stuff by yourself, especially the motivation part. Like, we really need people to, like, keep our spirits up.
Yeah. And I mean, speaking of that, I just want to make sure our listeners know that the price, Jessica, on Three Keys IELTS is going up very soon, right? It's going up on Monday, October 14th, I believe. So guys, if you are thinking about becoming a part of this community, make sure you go and get in now. Right?
Definitely, guys. Don't miss out. We have never increased the price before, so this is the first time, guys. So definitely get in before that happens on October 14th. Okay, so let's look at this post. So just the headline is awesome. Yes. She says, accountability friend for procrastination. Like, awesome vocabulary.
Yeah, awesome. I'm going to read the first part, all right? Are you ready? Here we go. Hey guys, I'm from Vietnam. I'm looking for an accountability buddy who is strict to keep each other on track. One of my goals is IELTS 8. I got a 7.5 overall last year. Awesome. And other goals related to fitness and career. I love that. I love that. Okay.
I love this, that she is coupling goals. Yeah. You know, like we, guys, we, like we say, we know you guys are busy adults. So are we. So to be able to accomplish, you know, kill three birds with one stone in this case, like I love it.
Yeah, I remember, I don't know what the term is. Is it like a keystone goal? Or sometimes in life, there's one thing that you commit to and it makes everything else in your life kind of also become equally aspirational. And it's like one key thing, change that you make. For example, for her, it might be IELTS. She says, I'm on track for IELTS 8. I'm going to do it. And at the same time, I'm going to get my fitness on track and my career on track. It's one of those, like, I don't remember what the term is, but it's a core goal. Yeah,
I feel like it's the idea of like dominoes falling. We use that analogy a lot in English, right? When one thing leads to another, leads to another. Yeah. And so like we can get on a negative sort of path like this. If you start procrastinating, it makes it easier to procrastinate for everything else, right? Because you're practicing putting things off. And so that becomes easier. But in her case, she is going to like focus and dedicate time to this thing. And that's going to make it that much easier to do the same in other areas of her life.
Oh, this is so cool. So guys, in this episode, right, we're going to break down her plan, right? We're going to, we have asked her for permission to actually share this on the podcast. We're going to read it out loud and help you guys get inspired and also offer our feedback, our ideas on how we could make it even better, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So definitely, guys, this is an episode you want to take notes on unless you are commuting in your car or out for a fitness walk. In that case, Come back to the blog, guys, ielts.allearsenglish.com/episodes.
Yes.
Okay. So the first step, she says, in the morning, share with the other friend what you plan to do that day, some steps to move you toward your target score, or some good habits you want to do during the day. I love it. So what might be like some examples of what you would share with a friend, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think with this, it's really good to keep it simple, right? Because if we have too many things we're trying to accomplish, we're just not going to be able to do it, right?
Totally.
And what I would do is I would make this very specific, right? So for example, I have a goal, like an activity goal that I like to reach at a minimum 10,000 steps a day. And that's a whole nother story, whether that's crazy or what, right? But so it's very specific, right? And it's targeted. And I'm going to know whether or not I achieve that at the end of the day. It's 10,000 steps. Does my phone say 7,000 steps or 10,000 steps? I'm going to know, right?
Yeah, that's so true though. The simpler, the better. So I have an example about fitness like that as well. We'll give you an example for IELTS also, guys. But so like working from home and having like a bunch of different stuff that you want to do every day. I can't just like wake up and say, I need to exercise today. Like, I have to have a specific goal. So for the past month or so, I just simplified that for myself so I don't have to make a decision and just say, I'm going to do 3 miles with my dog every day. And I do the same thing. I track it on my phone. So whether it's like, I can go out for 10 minutes or 30 minutes, right? I just keep track and then I know, oh, great. Okay, I hit the 3 miles. That done. So guys, for IELTS, you could be like, I'm going to listen to 2 new podcasts today. Or I'm going to do an entire reading practice test today. Hello, guys. If you're looking for more speaking motivation, go to allearsenglish.com/band. You can see an entire speaking mock test with a real student, plus transcripts and my expert examiner feedback. Go to allearsenglish.com/BAND.
I love it. I mean, and when you have our study plan, that's exactly what we give you. Right? Yeah. So you don't have to come up with these goals on your own. We build it into your daily study plan. And that's the beauty of being in our course. But if you're doing this on your own, just remember to be specific. And Jessica, yes. I love how you said with the activity, you know, you can tie in physical activity into your IELTS training plan, and you're going to build confidence off of that, because you're going to see, hey, I can reach my goals. Now let's move on to my IELTS goal for the day.
I love that idea also of like maximizing on the endorphins you get from exercise, right? Because like everybody knows exercise makes you feel good. So what if we realize that and we try and use it and say, I am going to like go for a 2 mile run as fast as I can, like build up those endorphins. And then when I get home, I'm going to do a whole speaking exam, like use that confidence right? And like right away practice speaking. That would be great.
Oh, for sure. I mean, fitness can change your life. Over the weekend, I just saw that movie, Brittany Runs a Marathon, actually. Have you heard of that movie?
No.
Brittany Runs a Marathon. You haven't heard of it? Oh, no. It's really cute. It's lovely. It's about this girl in her 20s living in New York. She's overweight, and she decides that she's going to get in shape and run a marathon.
Oh, wow.
I actually didn't think it would be that great, but it was better than I thought it would be. And it was inspirational. Just cool. So other aspects of her life changed because she got in shape for that marathon. So that's the point, guys.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Just that's the theme today. Circle back around. That's awesome. All right. So this step two that I am learning from these three key students. I have never heard of this app. Lindsay, can you read her step two?
Okay, so using the Forest app, an application that allows you to focus and plant trees in your phone. If you focus in an amount of time without using your phone to play games or surfing the internet, you will successfully plant a tree. If you fail to focus, your tree will die. At the end of the day, you see how many trees you plant and how much time you focus. As an accountability friend, we can see each other's results, which is a bit competitive, and it helps to boost our productivity. Interesting.
Isn't it's kind that of a meditation. Amazing?
So it's kind of like meditation disguised as planting trees.
I have to do more research on like how you guys can set this app up. I would love to hear your experience, guys, setting this app up. This is awesome that she is finding another way to be accountable, but also be accountable with someone else, right? So if two people have this app on their phone, they could compare, right? And be like, you wasted time on your phone for 2 hours today. You could have done a reading test and a listening test or whatever. But hopefully it'll be more positive than that. And, you know, check in and be like, oh my gosh, you planted 20 trees. How did you do that?
I love it. It's all about that public accountability. Because when we know that someone's going to take a look at what we've said we're going to do, it changes things, right?
Yeah.
And our friends can lift us up. Our partners, our productivity partners can lift us up and encourage us to stay on track. So it's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah.
So good. I love this so much. As soon as I saw this post this morning, I was just smiling from ear to ear. It's so great. All right, cool. And then Lindsay, what is step three?
All right, so step three. At the end of the day, share what you've done and what you haven't accomplished. Explain why. This prevents you from making excuses.
Nice.
Finally, share how many trees you have planted. If you're interested. Oh, okay. So in the rest of the message, she's looking for this partner. Okay, perfect. So I like that she's adding the piece about saying what you haven't accomplished, because I think that kind of removes a bit of the embarrassment. And it shows that we're human, and it shows the gaps. Once we're willing to admit that, then we can just make it objective and go after it, right?
For sure. I think this is huge. Like really being able to be honest and open, because nobody's perfect and everybody has off days. And some days we're amazing. Some days we do absolutely everything that we set our mind to that day. But I think this is nice to have a friend to share the positives and the negatives and have it be very focused as far as IELTS. Because, I mean, guys, sure, like we all have friends. You could generally talk about what went well and what didn't go well, but not all of your friends are studying IELTS. And they're not going to understand how much effort that you're putting into this goal, right? Because yes. they're not going through this experience. So if you're in our Facebook group and you have an accountability friend, like mm-hmm. our mm-hmm. amazing Antoine Lee, then you have someone who understands you and you don't have to worry about what you're saying or hide what you're saying, right? It could be like, I actually read 3 news articles today and I learned these words. Like if you're just talking to a normal friend, they probably don't want to hear the vocab you learned from the newspaper.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, this makes me think of business. Over the years, I've always met with mastermind groups, right? Where we come together, there are 3 or 4 of us, and we set business goals and we share when we meet every 2 weeks, did we accomplish that? What we were going to do in our business the 2 weeks prior, right? I mean, this is what it's all about, sitting down and saying what you're going to do and sharing it publicly. So good.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, I do want to do a future episode on journaling. Maybe we can do that this week. But this is this last step, guys. This is also a great thing to journal about at night, right? Mm-hmm. Just by yourself as well. I know we're talking about having a supportive community, but there's also, you know, it's also important to have self-care and be accountable to yourself. So if you can journal about the good and bad of your day, that would be great.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I mean, this is the kind of student that joins 3 Keys IELTS, right? Super motivated and just looking for a way to get to that goal and responsible, right? This is what it's about and this is what it actually takes. I do feel like this student is going to get her 8, right? She's going to get
there. Oh my gosh, yes. Oh, for sure. I asked her if we could talk about this, we could record about this. And she said, I'm just going to read her post real fast before we finish today, guys. She said, yeah, OMG, that's amazing. Thank you, Jessica. Procrastination has been killing me. So I think this would help IELTS learners and me to overcome it.
Oh, wow. She's cool. She's cool. Yeah. This is great. This is great. So guys, take what you can from this episode, right? Get motivated, get accountable to someone and get into the course because it's so much easier when you have access to this kind of community.
Exactly, guys. Join our community. You can see how supportive and intelligent and inspiring this community is. It is so active. Our Facebook group is incredible, but it is only for students in the course. And join now, right? Definitely. Guys, you have 6 months access to the course, so don't put it off. Even if you're like, I'm not taking IELTS for another 4 or 5 months or whatever. Well, get in now before the price goes up, and then you could start it later. So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the course. Or if you also want personal classes on Skype, go to allearsenglish.com/coach.
Yes, I love it. All right, Jessica, this has been great. Thanks for bringing this this quote to our episode today. This has been awesome.
Yeah, and thank you to our awesome students.
Yeah, thanks to our student. All right, Jessica, have a good one. Talk to you soon.
All right, cool. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.